With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A handful of teens are having a rough start to the March break after a fight in downtown Chatham overnight. Chatham County Police say they were called to the scene at the corner of King Street and Wellington Street at around 1:45 this morning for reports of about 8 youths being involved in a physical fight. Police say some bystanders tried to step in, but they were assaulted by the youths as well. A 14-year-old boy, a 15-year-old boy, a 17-year-old boy, and two 15-year-old girls were all arrested and charged with 2 counts of assault. They were later released with conditions at a future court date. A Wallaceburg woman is facing a trio of charges after she tried to get away from police while driving a stolen vehicle. Police say they found her while they were following up on a report of a vehicle being stolen from outside of a convenience store in Wallaceburg shortly after 9 last night. Officers were able to quickly track the vehicle down and try to stop it, but the driver kept going. Police say they did eventually get it to stop after using a tire deflation device. A 25-year-old Wallaceburg woman was arrested and charged in the case. Home sales appear to be picking up a bit again in Chatham-Kent. The local Realtors Association says 83 homes changed hands in CK last month. That's up 36% compared to last year. At the same time, the average price is still lower than it has been in recent years. The average price of the homes that sold locally in Chatham-Kent last month was around $409,000, down about 4% compared to February 2023. Premier Doug Ford made a stop in southwestern Ontario this morning to announce a $50 million investment in some road construction projects in Essex County. Ford unveiled the funding to help pay for widening Highway 3 between Essex and Leamington and to build a new interchange at Banwell Road and EC Row Expressway in Windsor. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins called the project a game changer for Windsor and Essex County. Meantime, a new survey suggests that Ontario Premier Doug Ford's government still has a solid lead on the competition in terms of polling numbers. CTV News says a survey from Liaison Strategies suggests the Progressive Conservatives have a 10-point lead on the Liberal Party and the NDP are trailing in third place. About 34% of the respondents said they would vote for the PCs if there was an election held today. And a new report says the average asking price for a rental unit in Canada is up about 10.5% year over year. The Toronto Star says the average price for a one-bedroom unit in February in Canada was at around $1,900 a month, while the average two-bedroom unit was almost $2,300. It gets even worse if you compare it to 2 years ago. The report from Rentals.ca and Urban Nation says the average asking rents in Canada have increased by a total of 21% overall from the same time in 2022, adding another $384 a month to the average price. The Toronto Raptors will try to turn things around on their road trip tonight as they stop in Denver to face the Nuggets. Toronto has lost 3 straight. The Pistons continue their homestand with a matchup against Charlotte. 4 games in the NHL tonight, just 1 Canadian team on the ice. The Winnipeg Jets welcome the Washington Capitals. The schedules have been released for the second round series of the PJHL playoffs. The Blenheim Blades will face Essex while Wheatley is taking on Lakeshore. Both of those series kick off tomorrow night. And in baseball spring training, the Blue Jays take on the Rays this afternoon while the Tigers play the Astros. A mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 9 Celsius, clear tonight, low dropping down to 5, then tomorrow sunny with a high of 16. Right now it's 4 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.